This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
The crowd can hardly believe what they're seeing. He's doing everything right. Every stride is strong. Every turn is perfect. But the runner ahead just keeps getting farther away. The crowd can see it. He can feel it. And in just a few moments, he's about to make a decision that will surprise everyone watching. That's just one of the great moments from this week in Indian All-Stars history. Welcome to Indian All-Stars. I'm Bill Black, and every week we travel back to discover how Native athletes help shape the world of sports, because history isn't trapped behind museum glass. It comes alive. Indian All-Stars celebrates great Native American athletes from the past and the present, bringing these great All-Stars back into the spotlight for new generations. Now, let's look back and find out what happened. This week, we're looking back at what happened during the week of July 12th through July 18th. Let's begin on July 12th. In 1951, Creek pitcher Allie Super Chief Reynolds takes the mound for the New York Yankees with a chance to make history. As the innings pass, Cleveland's hitters keep coming up empty. By the final out, Reynolds has thrown a no-hitter, leading the Yankees to a 1-0 victory. The game's only run comes on Gene Woodling's 7th-inning home run, while Reynolds strikes out 7 batters to complete one of the greatest performances of his career. Let's turn the clock back to 1934. Cherokee boxer Joe Louis steps into the ring against Willie Davies. 3 rounds later, the referee steps between the fighters. Joe Louis has another victory by technical knockout, continuing the climb toward a career that will make him one of boxing's greatest champions. 20 years later, in 1954, we're still on July 12th. Allie Reynolds returns to baseball's biggest stage for what will become the final All-Star Game appearance of his remarkable career. By then, the Creek right-hander has already earned 6 All-Star selections and helped the Yankees capture 5 World Series championships. Before we leave July 12th, let's jump ahead to 2015. Cherokee guard Angel Goodrich turns in one of her best performances of the season for the Seattle Storm, handing out 8 assists against the Phoenix Mercury. When the calendar turns to July 13th, another memorable day in Indian All-Stars history begins. In 1963, Cherokee pitcher Early Wynn takes the mound for the Cleveland Indians, needing just one more victory to reach one of baseball's most exclusive milestones. The Kansas City Athletics make him work for it, scoring 4 runs in 5 innings. But when the final out is recorded, Wynn has his 300th and final Major League victory, becoming just the 17th pitcher in baseball history to reach that remarkable milestone. 8 years later, in 1971, Choctaw catcher Johnny Bench steps into the batter's box during the Major League All-Star Game. American League starter Vida Blue has been nearly unhittable. Then Bench changes that with one swing, driving a home run into right center field for the National League's first big blow of the night. 14 years later, in 1985, Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara boxer Virgil Hill earns a unanimous decision over David Shaw, adding another victory to the professional record that will eventually carry him to the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Fast forward to 2007. Comanche fighter George Comanche Boy Todd Duwanipah wastes little time finishing his night, knocking out Mike Jackson and continuing his rise through the professional ranks. Our final stop on July 13th brings us to 2025. Manchu hammer thrower Janine Kasanovoid wins the Los Angeles Throws Cup with a throw of 73.46 meters, once again proving why she remains one of the world's elite throwers. Next up, July 14th. Let's start in 1944. Iroquois boxing legend Henry Armstrong climbs into the ring against Slugger White. After 10 hard-fought rounds, neither fighter can pull ahead. The judges score the bout a draw, adding another chapter to the remarkable career of one of boxing's greatest champions. Then we jump ahead more than 60 years to 2005. A young Navajo outfielder named Jacoby Ellsbury takes the field for the Lowell Spinners, making his professional baseball debut. At the time, it's simply the first game of his career. Looking back today, we know it marks the beginning of a journey that will lead to World Series championships, All-Star appearances, Gold Gloves, and one of the finest Major League careers ever enjoyed by a Native American player. July 15th keeps the week rolling with three more memorable moments. Let's begin in 1965. Oglala Sioux runner Billy Mills is competing in Norway as part of the United States track and field team's European tour. When the race is over, Mills has set a personal best in the 5,000 meters, crossing the finish line in 13 minutes 41.4 seconds. It's another impressive performance from the Olympic champion coming less than a year after his unforgettable victory in Tokyo. 4 years later, in 1969, Choctaw catcher Johnny Bench has one of those games baseball players dream of. He collects four hits in five at-bats, belts two home runs, and drives in seven runs, leading the Cincinnati Reds with one of the finest offensive performances of his remarkable career. Our final stop on July 15th brings us to 2015. Navajo golfer Ricky Fowler arrives at the Scottish Open, needing one more strong round. When the tournament comes to an end, Fowler wins by a single stroke, capturing the championship and adding another title to an already impressive career on the PGA Tour. Let's move ahead to July 17th. We'll start in 1940. Iroquois boxing champion Henry Armstrong climbs into the ring to defend his world welterweight title against Lou Jenkins. The fight ends in the sixth round when Armstrong scores a technical knockout, adding another victory to one of the greatest careers in boxing history. 6 years earlier, in 1934, a younger Henry Armstrong is already making a name for himself. He outpoints Perfecto Lopez over six rounds, earning another victory as his remarkable rise through the boxing world continued. Our final stop on July 17th brings us to 2013. Cherokee guard Angel Goodrich puts together one of the finest games of her WNBA career, scoring 14 points and swiping five steals to help lead her team to victory over the Seattle Storm. We wrap up this week's dive into Indian All-Stars history on July 18th. Let's begin in 1896. Shinnecock golfer Oscar Bunn makes history by becoming the first Native American to compete in the United States Open Championship. It is only the second U.S. Open ever played, and Bunn finishes in an impressive ninth place, opening the door for generations of Native golfers to follow. More than a century later, in 2015, Choctaw quarterback Brett Favre is inducted into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, adding another well-deserved honor to his legendary football career. That same day, Mohawk driver Derek White takes the green flag in the 5-Hour Energy 301 NASCAR Sprint Cup race, continuing his career at stock car racing's highest level. And finally, we come back to the moment we teased at the beginning of today's episode. It's 1907. Onondaga distance runner Tom Longboat is locked in a 5-mile exhibition match race against Irish-American champion J.J. Daly. As the miles pass, Longboat keeps pulling farther and farther ahead. Daly looks up the track, realizes he can't catch him, and makes a decision that leaves the crowd in disbelief. He steps off the course and heads straight for the dressing room, conceding the race before it even reaches the finish line. Tom Longboat doesn't just win. He wins so convincingly that one of the nation's best runners simply walks away. It's one more unforgettable chapter in the remarkable history of Native athletes. If you enjoyed today's look back, I invite you to visit IndianAllStars.com, where you'll find more athlete stories, blog articles, videos, podcast episodes, and exclusive merchandise celebrating great Native American athletes from the past and the present. I hope you'll join me again next week as we bring more great Native athletes back into the spotlight. Until then, this is Indian All Stars.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.